Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. I am Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the second week of Ordinary Time, January 22nd, 2026. St. Mark writes in his Gospel, Jesus withdrew towards the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed him from Galilee, from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him, also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. In today's Gospel, St. Mark tells us that Jesus withdrew towards the sea with his disciples. At first glance, the line seems simple. Just a transition, just movement from one place to another. But the Gospel never wastes a detail. Each gesture of Jesus carries revelation, and this quiet withdrawal to the sea is no exception. Jesus withdraws not out of fear, not out of exhaustion alone, and certainly not out of indecision. He withdraws because he's moved only at the pace of the Father's will. Every step, every silence, every journey in his public life is ordered by divine timing. And the mystery here is that when Jesus steps back, the world steps forward. As he withdraws, Mark tells us, a large number of people followed. They come from Galilee and Judea, from Jerusalem, the holy city, from Idumea in the far south, from beyond the Jordan, and even from the pagan coasts of Tyre and Sidon. In other words, Israel and the nations begin to converge. And what draws them? Not political power, not a campaign, not human strategy. They are drawn by what he is doing, by the manifestation of the kingdom that breaks forth from him. Even in places of quiet, even in movements when he is withdrawing to pray and recenter his mission in the Father. This is the contemplative heart of the Gospel today. The kingdom advances not by human haste, but by divine rhythm. God has his own pace, his own unfolding, his own hidden logic of grace. So often in our lives we imagine that if we do not push, nothing will move. If we do not grasp, nothing will come. If we do not force outcomes, God will delay. But today the Gospel reveals a different truth. Sometimes the most important moments of grace occur precisely when we stop striving, when we step back into silence, when we make room for God rather than trying to manage everything ourselves. Jesus withdraws, and in that very withdrawal the crowds arrive. He pauses, and the Father advances the mission. He enters quiet, and the world is stirred to seek him. It is as though Mark wants us to see that God is always doing far more than we can perceive, and often in ways we would not expect. Jesus is not escaping the mission. He is surrendering to the Father's perfect timing. He is teaching us what it means to live in the flow of divine providence. Notice something else. The crowd that comes to him is not homogeneous. It is not a tapestry. It is a tapestry of regions and cultures and religious backgrounds. The gospel is quietly making a claim. The Messiah is not only for Israel, he is for the world. The early shadows of the universal church begin to appear. People drawn from every direction, because Christ himself is the magnet of humanity. Where Jesus stands, history gathers. Where Jesus walks, the new creation begins. And yet, Jesus does not change his pace to accommodate the crowds. He does not rush or panic or shift his mission to please the demands of the moment. He simply remains rooted in the will of the Father. His life is perfectly contemplative, perfectly receptive, perfectly attuned to God's initiative. This is the heart of Christian discipleship as well. To live not from pressure, but from presence. Not from anxiety, but from communion. To live not from self-direction, but from surrender. We too must learn to withdraw towards the sea, to enter the stillness where God recalibrates our hearts. Without that inner withdrawal, our activity becomes noise, our ministry becomes self-assurance, assertion, and our days become driven rather than inspired. But when we learn, as Jesus teaches, to return again and again to the quiet place of the Father, then we discover that God is already at work, preparing the way. He is drawing the right people, opening the right doors, arranging the right timing. The grace we thought we had to manufacture on our own begins to arrive, because it was never ours to produce, it was always God's to give. My dear friends, perhaps there is a place in your heart right now where you feel the temptation to push, to rush, or grasp for control. A place where you fear that if you step back, everything will fall apart. Today's gospel invites you to trust deeply, interiorly, that God's plan is not fragile, his providence is not dependent on your pace. His grace is already moving towards you, and even when you do not see it. Jesus withdrew towards the sea. He stepped back into the vastness, the open horizon, the place where heaven touches the earth, and there, precisely there, the crowds found him. God's plan unfolded, God's timing prevailed, God's mercy blossomed. May we, like him, live from that contemplative center where our hearts are carried not by fear, but by the quiet certainty that the Father is guiding everything. May we surrender our pace to his pace, our timing to his timing, our agendas to his will. And may we discover that in the surrender, that all things, yes, even those that seem delayed or hidden, are being woven into the perfect design of his love. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to enter into them deeply and to find God calling you into a deeper relationship with himself. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.